Culture versus Copyright. Zuzanna Adamova. I have called my presentation Culture versus Copyright because sometimes I have the impression that the current copyright system, at least in Slovakia, in dealing with culture, supporting culture, protecting authors of copyright works, or enabling better access to culture, does anything but this. Sometimes I listen to poor authors complain that they only receive peanuts for their work. On the other hand, I listen to businessmen complain that the copyright system is not transparent and they are willing to pay, but they don't like the fact that they usually don't know what they're paying for, why they have to pay so many collective management organizations, and how it could be possible that they pay so much, but authors are still complaining. This is a situation in which no one is satisfied. Let's have a look at two copyright stories. Story 1. Missing money. Slovakia, like most other EU countries, has implemented a system of private copy exception. This happened before the Information Society Directive from 2001 was transposed into the Slovak legal system. For many years, when someone asked for the justification of the blank tape levies system, the answer was that it compensated for the mostly illegal copying of works. It is interesting that after the ACI Adam case, the advocates of this system suddenly changed their opinion and claimed that this has always been a question of copying only from a legal source. Regardless of the ACI Adam or Padovan cases or any other European Court of Justice cases, the sum of fair compensation is still surprisingly the same. The fact that it is totally unclear if a device or carrier is being used for private or business purposes or which devices and carriers are relevant is not reflected at all. I'd also like to mention my personal experience. In 2009, I made a simple test of how the system of fair compensation works. As I am the author of many publications, I applied for a fair compensation as a non-represented author. I imagine that 90% of non-represented rights holders actually don't know there is such a possibility to claim money. The particular collective management organization was silent for 3 years, and I almost forgot that I had made this test. After that, I received an email in which they explained that they have money for me but cannot send it. Why not? The reason was simple. The amount of money was too small to be sent. It was only 2.56 euros. Something is not correct. To illustrate my point, the biggest Slovak CMO collected 9.3 million euros last year and used 2.3 million euros for its administration costs. That makes almost 25%, and in 2012 it was 27%. The second biggest CMO collected 2.89 million euros and almost 600,000 euros was used for administration. That makes more than 17%. We could say that thanks to the private copy exception, the Slovaks have a better access to culture. On the other hand, what is the price for it? Story 2. The five-step test. Within discussions on the new Copyright Act, we have a very strong discussion about the three-step test and its implementation into Slovak law. The three-step test regulates the application of exceptions and limitations of copyright. According to this, exceptions and limitations are applied only in special cases, step 1, which do not conflict with the normal exploitation, step 2, and do not unreasonably prejudice the legitimate interest of the author or other right holder, step 3. The problem is that while the rest of Europe is talking about flexibility in its interpretation, in Slovakia, some rights holders, represented by CMOs, are trying to make the five-step test instead. I'm aware that the European Court of Justice has partly disappointed or surprised many of us recently with its judgments, dealing with exceptions and limitations. We could mention the cases of OSA, TV2 Denmark, VG Vought, Panier, etc. On the other hand, Slovakia went much further regarding the concept of exceptions and limitations. Slovak supporters of restrictive interpretation fight for extra reductions of every single limitation compared to the wording of the InfoSoc directive. As an example, I can use the private copy exception again. According to the directive, a natural person can make a reproduction on any medium for private use and for ends that are neither directly nor indirectly commercial. However, according to the Slovak Copyright Act, a private copy cannot be made of architecture works, literature work, cartographic work, etc. This means that the limitation is even more limited on a national level. Additionally, the supporters of this approach insist that the three-step test still needs to be mentioned in the Copyright Act, because otherwise the directive is not transposed correctly. They go further when they suggest that the three-step test should be part of every single already reduced limitation as an extra rule by which users should behave. This means that even if you apply the limited limitation, precisely according to the Copyright Act, you always have to apply the second and third steps of the three-step test. That is a five-step test. We should keep in mind that there are 2,097,152 possibilities for implementing the InfoSoc directive. This is because the directive outlines 20 different optional exceptions or limitations, and each EU state can choose which of them it will implement into national copyright law. However, with this approach, the total would be much higher, and the harmonization, or the coherent application, according to point 32 of the InfoSoc directive, would be defeated. Conclusion. As you can see, Slovak copyright law is quite strict and inflexible. Unfortunately, it is also quite common that no one profits from this system, either culturally or financially. In the end, no one wins. Authors don't get money, entrepreneurs are in the dark as to where their money is going and are limited when dealing with new innovations, and the public miss out on cultural opportunities. Based on the stories above, we may come to a basic conclusion. We need a flexible system of exceptions and limitations that aren't double limited. We need more transparent and better controlled collecting societies, and we really need a balanced copyright system. It's time for change. It's time for a better access to culture.